Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're a new friend of the pod or our number one fan, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This challenge can be done solo or with friends. You can play it your way. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the Noughties, Stars on Screen, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, and feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we're going to be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are heading back to the time of iPods and the birth of YouTube with the hits of the noughties. All these questions will relate to hit singles from the 2000s, and there's 1 point up for grabs for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Which girl group had a hit with the 2002 Spanglish single, The Ketchup Song? Question 2. Follow Me was a breakthrough single in 2001 for which American singer with a familial name? Question 3. In 2008, which singer declared that if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it? Question 4. Which singer and producer joined Snoop Dogg on his 2004 hit single, Drop It Like It's Hot? Question 5. American band Rascal Flatts got a hit in 2006 with Life is a Highway, after it featured on the soundtrack of which Disney Pixar film? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Stars on Screen. Many famous singers have taken a chance at an acting career. In this round, you'll receive clues about films that music stars appeared in. You can get 1 point by correctly guessing the film from our description. Here are the clues. Question 6. In this 1992 drama, Madonna plays the lascivious character of May, who takes part in a women's baseball team. Question 7. Ludacris stars as Tej Parker in this popular film series, appearing in 7 films over 20 years of this cinematic franchise. Question 8. In this 2002 romantic comedy, Jennifer Lopez stars as Marissa, a single mother who works at a hotel in New York City. Question 9. In this 2005 remake, rapper Nelly stars as Earl Meggett as a team of prisoners take on the guards in American football games. Question 10. In this 2018 film, Lady Gaga stars as Ali, an aspiring singer who develops a relationship with a rock star. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue is going to reveal a little bit more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you can get it on our final clue. Here we go. Clue one. I was born on the 1st of July, 1971, in Virginia, USA. Clue 2. My music career started in the late 80s, originally in a girl group called FaZe, working with Jodeci. Despite a lot of recording and rebranding, the girl group didn't work out, and I started working on tracks for other artists by the mid-90s. Clue 3. My main collaborator was Timbaland, and we worked together on my debut hip-hop album in 1997. Clue 4. I steadily released modest hits in the late 90s, but my big breakthrough internationally came in 2001 with the song Get Your Freak On. Clue 5. In 2023, I was the first female rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I am best known for my hit single, Work It. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time for the answers that you have been waiting for, starting with round one, the hits of the 2000s. Question one. Lus Ketchup sang the Ketchup song, although the chorus made no sense in Spanish or English. Question two. Uncle Cracker had a hit with Follow Me. Question three. Beyoncé was the singer behind Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It. Question 4. Pharrell Williams. He not only featured on Drop It Like It's Hot, he also had a hand in writing and producing the track. Question 5. Cars was the Disney Pixar film. Life is a Highway was a cover of a 1991 hit by Canadian rocker Tom Cochrane. Continuing on to round two, stars on screen. 1 point was available for each film you could correctly identify. Question six. A League of Their Own starring Madonna. Question seven. Fast and the Furious. Ludacris made his first appearance in the second installment, Too Fast, Too Furious, and he has appeared in every installment since Fast 5. Question 8. Made in Manhattan, starring Jennifer Lopez. Question 9. The Longest Yard, with Nelly. Question 10. A Star is Born, with Lady Gaga. Despite being the fourth adaptation of this same film, it was a huge success and produced hits like Shallow and Always Remember Us This Way. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Missy Elliott. give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia for the latest updates and pop music trivia. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.